The European Union has expanded its sanctions against Iran, freezing assets and adding more officials to a visa blacklist. It's citing serious human rights violations for the measures, which follow other similar penalties over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. The US has just drawn up a list of countries which are to be cut off from the American financial system if they don't reduce Iranian oil imports within 6 months. Meanwhile, Israel says its threat of a military strike on Iran is stopping it from building a suspected nuclear bomb. Tehran maintains its atomic program is for peaceful energy purposes only, but the US is against an imminent attack on the Islamic State, believing it would drag the whole region into war. Well, for more on this, let's talk to Middle East expert Professor Saad Mohammed Mirandi. He joins me live from Beirut. The EU, let's talk about this first issue. The EU saying just very recently, saying that the latest sanctions are against apparent human rights abuses there in Iran. What are these accusations based on?
Well, Iranians believe that these are just excuses. Otherwise, on the other side of the Persian Gulf, you have the Saudis who've occupied Bahrain. You have the torture and murder of Bahraini civilians by the ruling family, and you have American drones in numerous countries that have effectively killed thousands of people, many innocent people. And, of course, European and American support for the Israeli regime, the situation in Gaza, and the embargo in Gaza. All these, including the embargo on Iranian oil and the Iranian Central Bank, which is intended to hurt ordinary Iranians. These are major violations of human rights, and they're being carried out by the Europeans themselves.
But on those, embargoes, aren't those embargoes and sanctions aimed at the government there in Tehran and not the people? In what way are the people then suffering?
Not at all. They were never directed at the government. Even the initial sanctions a few years ago, if you look at the WikiLeaks documents, they were intended for ordinary people to make them change their minds about the Iranian government. The more recent sanctions are intended to strangle the Iranian economy. This is the official statements and version given by Western governments and Western leaders. So it's intended to hurt ordinary Iranians. The Americans, by sanctioning the Central Bank, are trying to even prevent Iranians from importing grain or rice. And this is, in the eyes of Iranians, absolutely disgusting. So it's a major violation of the human rights of the Iranian people. And the Europeans and the Americans are trying to force other countries, non-Western countries, to abide by this embargo and the sanctions through pressure and through threats.
Well, let's talk about the way. Can I quickly ask you the way the U.S. is trying to put pressure on other countries who are not supporting its embargo on oil exports from Iran? Will that not perhaps backfire against America in some way by picking fights with other people and not centralizing its pressure on Iran?
Well, that's absolutely correct. The sanctions, while they do have a short-term effect on Iran and do increase inflation, but basically what it is doing is that it is angering independent countries like China, like Russia, like Brazil, like South Africa, like India, among others. And indeed, these countries are, in fact, increasing their trade with Iran as a result of the Western embargo. So while the Americans are trying to pressure them, they are both angering these countries, and at the same time, since Iran is dealing less than with Western countries in trade than before, these countries are actually taking advantage of the situation, and trade between Iran and these countries are actually increasing. So Western countries are actually hurting themselves more than they're hurting Iran.
And on that note, you're saying that these oil embargoes, this sanction, could actually result in a big hike in fuel costs in already harsh economic times throughout the European Union in particular, which is really pushing for this oil embargo.
That's right. The price of oil has increased dramatically. Iran is making much more money than it was before. The sanctions have had no effect so far on Iranian oil exports, and numerous countries, especially in countries independent of the Western bloc, are actually seeking for greater amounts of Iranian oil. The Iranians are not going to have a problem really with exporting oil because there is a huge shortage in the market, and many of the countries, dictatorships and regimes allied to the United States are inherently unstable. There's trouble in Central Asia, there's trouble in Nigeria, in the Sudan. Saudi Arabia has a very old and dying king. The market really needs Iran, and Western countries, by imposing these sanctions, are limiting their own ability to import and to export. And, you know, their rivals are replacing them with regards to Iran.
But, Syed, this question's been asked of you many times. Isn't the simple solution for Iran simply to become more transparent to disprove those who accuse it of developing nuclear weapons? It's simple as that, isn't it?
Well, the Iranians have been transparent. In fact, the Iranians halted nuclear enrichment for 2 years. The problem is that Western countries really don't have a problem with the Iranian nuclear program. At the end of the day, it's Iran's independent foreign policy. It's Iran's support for the Palestinian people. If the Iranians back down from their nuclear program, which is peaceful, and there's no evidence that it is not peaceful, then the Americans and the Europeans will go after some other excuse to put pressure on the country. The Iranians are willing to solve the issue, but as we've seen, for example, with the Tehran Declaration, when the Iranian president and the Brazilian president, as well as the Turkish prime minister, sat together and signed that declaration, subsequently, the Americans who supported it initially, they went for further sanctions and rejected the declaration. So in the eyes of the Iranians, Western countries do not want the issue to be solved. And the issue is easily solvable. And in fact, the Russians right now, they have a step-by-step proposal that the Iranians have accepted, but the Americans are refusing to really move forward in this regard.
Professor Syed Mohammed Mirandi, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your thoughts there live from Beirut.
Thank you for having me.